Not yet. We got to do a little work here, Mary Beth. Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to call the meeting to order. We have a few resolutions, and then we have a few other topics we'd like to discuss. With that, first resolution, 234, setting a public hearing, proposed local law 88, local law amending number 5, 1989, a local law.
I'll move it.
Okay.
Aye.
I'll,
aye. Second. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I'm against. Look, resolution 262. Authorize a purchase of various items of highway equipment for the County of Ulster. The maximum estimated cost is $837,200 and authorize the issuance of $837,200 bonds of said county. Moved by Jim. Second by Jeanette. We have a listing of all the vehicles. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 264. Authorize a reconstruction of Bailey's Bridge for the County of Ulster at a maximum estimated cost of $3,050,000 and authorize the issue of those bonds in that same amount. Moved by.
I'll move it.
Second. Any discussion?
Where do we say Bailey Bridge?
Where
was?
Is it? Denny.
Yes, that's still Ulster County.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Also, we have new business. We have our budget schedule that everyone had a copy. They made some minor changes. One was is not New Plattekill, it's just Plattekill. And the date on election day was changed from that day to which day was it? I'm sorry. The Monday of that week. So it's a tentative schedule set right now, but this is what we're going to follow. All right? Anyone have any questions, concerns about that?
Where in Plattekill?
Where in Plattekill?
Huh?
Town Hall, isn't it? Plattekill Town Hall?
Yeah.
That, that's where I'm
mm-hmm. All right.
Sure. Let's do it over Swiss's
Swiss Star.
Yeah, remember?
Afterwards, yes.
Yeah, afterwards.
All right, old business. There was I have a couple concerns. One, not old business, but in the past, what we have done with our budget regarding contract agencies. We have basically had the same amount of the previous year, and you know, since we do have a lot of new legislators and new people on this committee, I just want to reconfirm how I would like to do it and have the consensus of the committee proceed in that direction, is that we keep the same funding level we have for 2014 for all the contract agencies, and if anyone wants to make any adjustments or any amendments, they can do it to our committee when we go over the budget. Instead, I have one, Mary Beth has one, Hector has one, Jeanette has one, this one has one. So we keep the contract agencies, are they the way they're funded in 2014, and if you want to make any amendments to any changes of those numbers, you do that as an amendment.
Yeah.
Tracy? That's how we always have done it, yes. So, I mean, there was people have asked me, I want to put more money for this contract agency, that contract agency. I said, this is what we have done in the past. I would like to continue that way. It has worked. You can put any kind of amendment. If you get enough votes, you can get it passed. Tracy?
Well, my thoughts are that not a single legislator should be saying to you or to Ways and Means that they want to change it, but the contract agencies are under specific committees' jurisdiction, so probably the contract agencies should be going to those specific committees, making their case, presenting their budget, informing that committee, and then if that committee wants to come forward with the recommendation to Ways and Means for a change, then that committee should come forward to Ways and Means for the recommendation.
Tracy, if they want to proceed that way, by all means, they can proceed that way. I just want everyone to be clear that I don't want to see 23 different, you know, people have, you know, a contract agency had this amount for this agency, this contract agency for this amount, and so forth. Put it in as we had in the past. You want to make amendments to it, or you want to do it through a committee process, they can make amendment in that respect. And then we'll deal with it at that time. And if the majority of people want to give contract X that increase, by all means, it's going to be honored. Hector?
Thank you. In that vein, I mean, you know, Tracy, and actually adding to you, Mr. Chairman, you know, committees have made recommendations to Ways and Means, you know, previously. So it's not out of line that they go to the committees, because they do. I mean, even during our last budget process, at various points, the contract agencies themselves may have actually shown up, or they actually may have said, oh, well, we've already met with our committee, they're in support. And in fact, actually, the committee members have often been, at times, the ones bringing forward the amendment.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that is actually the process.
Well,
I mean, at least in my mind.
All I'm saying,
it doesn't have to be, but that is how it often plays itself out anyway.
All I'm saying is that if anyone has to any adjustments to any contract, by all means, they can make that as an amendment. But right now, we are going to keep the funding for 2014 at the same amount for 2015.
The reason we did that was because over the last at least 5-6 years of budget, there was a concern of cutting contract agencies out completely because the county was in, you know, mm-hmm. difficult straits, and, you know, we're limited to what we can increase the property tax to,
mm-hmm.
and you have some legislators want to get more money here, more money there, you know. So I think actually, it was a win-win for contract agencies that they knew, you know, they were going to at least be funded rather than come here and find out, you know. So, you know, I happen to be one that felt over the years that most of them had to get off of the, you know, the legislature constantly, you know, providing the money. But most of the ones we do is because they get a match mm-hmm. from the state, and that's what it's boiled down to. But, you know, any member can make any amendment they want.
What I'm saying is the way we're going to have it set up this year is everybody agree with keeping the funding for 2014 levels, and if anyone wants to alter it or amend it in any way, they can do it during the budget process.
But I guess my follow-on question to that is, I mean, pre-charter, pre-executive form of government, these agencies came to committees with their budgets
mm-hmm.
and their requests.
Right.
And right now, you're in advance of seeing their budgets. You're saying you want to keep it flat.
Victoria has to put a amount in for each contract.
Right.
Okay? I am suggesting, as Ways and Means Committee, that we keep those numbers as they are for 2014. Now, when we go through the budget process, we can have discussions to say that we want an increase for contract X or decrease for contract Y. Have those discussions. Have the committee chime in if they'd like to. Have individual legislators have reasons one way or the other. And if the majority of people say yes to an increase, we'll give them an increase. They say yes to a decrease, we'll do such. But all I'm saying is, so we have a budget in place that we have numbers attached to it, that we are telling to Victoria to put the same amount funding for 2014 for 2015.
Right. What I'm missing in that, I understood all that, but what I'm missing in that is, does that assume that in advance of Victoria putting in that request, that Victoria is going to have budget requests from each of those agencies with attached budgets? Because without them, how do we know that the agencies are even asking for the same amount?
If I'm not mistaken, it goes to Bert, correct?
Vicky's request.
Ricky's request goes to you.
Right.
But, I mean, the contract agency, if they want an increase, they go through Victoria or through you?
Vicky.
Okay. So she will bring any information to the Ways and Means Committee at a later date stating that Agency X wanted an increase of $10,000 because of these are the reasons.
What I'm saying, Rich, respectfully, is even if they don't want an increase, even if they want flat, they should be providing documentation saying why they want that much money and what they're going to be spending.
There's a whole format that they have to fill out, correct? It was in the past.
That's what I'm missing.
The only time they do it is when they want more money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would suggest strongly that you write to them right now and tell them to justify whatever amount of money we give them to them, why they need that amount of money. I thought we were doing that all along. We passed resolution or motions to do such that they had to justify why they are getting the monies they're getting.
When you pass resolutions that require that they submit their financials, that will show you how they spent the money.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, okay. If the committee would like, and I would put this in a form, someone to put in a form of motion, that you write to all the contract agencies that we have right now, and that they are getting ready to do our budget, and that they have to justify any monies that they are going to get from Ulster County and why they need those monies.
I'll make that motion.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
Could I just ask another question? Why, we have an opportunity now. Why don't we also request that they share with us how much funds they receive from the county and what they used it for?
Fine.
I think that's part of some of the
contracts already. Well, you know, I don't know sometimes if they use it all. I recall sometimes they didn't use it all.
Yeah. If they do, if they don't justify how they've used it by within until by
they spell out how they use the money,
they're supposed to reimburse the county
the amount that they didn't
use. The amount that they didn't use.
Mm-hmm. The ones that we invoice in full, they have to send us why they're invoicing that amount and what they're putting it to. The people we pay on a monthly basis. The people that they bill us on a monthly basis, they generally give us an invoice of what they're billing us for. It's the corporations that we're sending large checks to at the beginning. By the end of the year, they have to send us an amount saying why they're spending this, and not they're required to reimburse us for the amount they haven't used.
But we're not privy to all that information.
I
have no idea.
We can get it for you.
All the contract agencies we've given them, you know.
Well, I know they have to sign an agreement before they get the money, that they have to justify how that money is being spent.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm talking about after the fact. The year's over now, you know.
Yep.
We go into the new budget. How did that work out?
Jim?
Second legislator, Bart Nelson, motion.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Which was to
write to the
contract, write to them and ask
the
information.
Budget, okay. What they're using the funds for.
All right. Everybody concur? Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor?
Right.
With the understanding that we're going to fund it in 2014 level contract agencies in our budget.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Step one.
Well, that we're yeah.
What do they need less?
We can make an amendment to do such.
Do
right. CJ.
Not that this, you know, maybe a miracle on the mountain would happen, but maybe they don't want as much.
Right, that's what we're saying.
So
that was
so now all of a sudden,
all right, okay. TJ, if that's the case, part of the motion, if anybody wants a decrease, you will put that decrease in
no,
that.
My right. point is, I'll we've already said we're going to give them what they had. Well, maybe they
don't. No, we don't have to say that. That's what we're putting in our budget. We are going to have discussions on what we're actually going
right.
to get.
And anybody that does any money at all. Contract work knows you always hide money. You never tell the guy you're playing cards with what your cards are.
But they have to justify why they need the money.
Okay, whatever.
And we're going to play cards, too. All right.
Next year.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Secondly, with this courthouse, good, bad, or indifferent, $7 million is a lot of money. I have some.
It's certainly not incidental or minimal in cost to the county.
Well, I don't care what it is. $7 million is $7 million. I have some major problems spending $7 million to have one more family court judge. Is there something that we can do to try to minimize that cost in some way, shape, or form? I mean, that just in my mind, it's. Certainly. Yes, it's needed. Don't get me wrong, but that's a lot of money.
You know, all I'll say is it's early in the process. We're looking at it. There are a lot of limitations. The judge has to be within the city of Kingston proper. We would need state legislation to allow us to go, say, to the town of Ulster or whatnot. So, and we're looking at options. I don't know what the best course is at the moment. So.
If the $3 million a year outrage just based in Ellenville.
We've got to be within the city of Kingston proper.
My suggestion is the new judge, maybe they can have a nighttime judge. We have a big problem trying to get a judge after hours because at 5 o'clock they lock the door and it's over.
Is that possible?
They could share a courtroom.
Well, they're available.
They're not available.
So what's that mean? You can't do it?
Again, they dictate.
It's on the judge's schedule.
The judges dictate that.
Oh, they do that.
The judges?
Yeah, but you get a whole court.
And you don't know who that
Jeanette.
But yeah,
you
know, this,
hold on, please. Jeanette had the floor.
This is nothing. We have been. I served on a committee 5-6 years ago when the state came down here, and they told the county the space we have is inadequate for what we had. long before they put the new judge on. So this should not be surprising. They've been edging the county for years to make a move, do something. And I'll tell you right now, I will never be a yes vote to stay where we are. That anybody that's had any, for whatever reason, had to spend time in family court, it's a bomb waiting to explode. And you try to be there every day when you're with a family member and you have the ex, whether it's the man, a husband or a wife, you know, who could be very dangerous and have to sit literally pretty close to him, walk down an aisle that's about that big, go up a stairway, which is that big. And I tell you, it's horrendous. I've been saying that for years. So maybe this is what broke the camel's back, and I appreciate it now that maybe they're forced, you know, to make a move. And what we've been paying for the last, how many years is it now? 20 years. What, $400,000 plus the paperhead, $200,000. It's $400,000 plus a year, this county, taxpayers' dollars, for a place that we're leasing. It's a disgrace.
Well, I mean, Jeanette, that's one issue. The other issue is, I mean, the state authorized 7 new family court judges throughout the state and through different counties.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what other counties are going to pay for housing a judge, a family judge. They got to pay $7 million? I mean, that number is just astronomical.
You didn't pay any attention to what I just said.
I am totally
understanding. The $7 million isn't for one judge.
$7
million is for what we needed for years for space and never did.
Well, certainly the $7 million is coming from meetings that have come with OCA. In any event, it's going to be a very, very expensive cost to the county, no matter what that number is. You know, and I think we all stand with property taxpayers not wanting this new judge to impact. But so clearly there's going to be a cost to the county, there's going to be a large capital project, and there are going to be other programmatic expenses at our various departments that interact with the family court system. And there's no denying that. And I think that, you know, certainly today's article was a wake-up call to all of us. And we have to plan on having a very expensive capital project. Certainly, I don't think any of us want to do anything that comes in the realm of a $7 million, but it's going to be a multi-million dollar project.
Yeah.
Anything that you were to locate in the city of Kingston would need a major renovation to accommodate the court system. So.
Tracy?
I'm wondering you're saying the $7 million is coming from conversations. I mean, can we see some breakdown in writing of what that $7 million is supposed to be going to? That would be very interesting to me. That's
sure.
The first question.
Yeah.
The second is, echoing on what Jeanette said, I mean, I haven't been here nearly as long as Jeanette, but I remember these conversations about family court for as long, I mean, since my first term here. And I have real concerns about spending anywhere near $7 million on a property that we rent for $400,000 a year. It seems we really have to take a hard look at what we're going to do long term. And I can't imagine that's the best plan, is just the short answer. I'm not saying that the alternative is going to be cheaper, but maybe when you look at it in the long run, when you look at sustainability, yeah, it might be. So I think we have to really look at the bigger picture, not investing a giant capital project into a rented space.
How about if we set up a committee within the Ways and Means Committee to deal with the county exec's office and the sheriff's office
and buildings and grounds,
and you know, two people from the Ways and Means to have meetings and see
and buildings and grounds.
Well, certainly, this is an operational issue.
What's that?
This is an operational issue, and we haven't made a recommendation yet. So.
I understand, but once you make a recommendation, it might be too late. Like Tracy's saying, that you know, maybe we could have a brainstorming of what we could do, how we can do things prior to that time. I mean, like you said, it's not whatever the amount of money is; it's substantial.
I'm pretty confident we're going to have a plan, but I want to make it clear, it's going to be expensive. I don't think it's going to be in the $7 million range. But this new judge does create a significant new expense to the county.
Jeanette?
It's not only family court. It's also Supreme Court. We've been on notice. Like I said, that's back when Mike Bridey was chair of the committee.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, especially for people who aren't here, this is nothing new. We've been we've been told about this and told about it, and then you get to a point where you're going to have to make a you're forced to make a move, because that's the only way you'll ever vote to spend it. I don't think it'll be $7 million either, but.
Would anyone like, would anyone, go on.
I think that we didn't spend the money 2 or 3 years ago before we got the new judge, because we probably would only have made it for the judges that we have. What's going on with the Business Resource Center? What's going to happen to that? I know it's not in the city of Kingston, but the college is moving, what's moving in?
Our current plan is to consolidate health and all health and human services infrastructure
right.
there.
Okay.
All right, anyone like to volunteer? Jim?
No, we may need to get 300 Flatbush back.
I don't believe you could renovate that building. Well,
we got the property.
I think Patrick wants to be
on
the
property.
Anyone want to be on it? TJ?
Yeah.
And Jeanette? All right, three. We got three people. Jim, four. All right, four people.
Yep.
With Hector, five.
That's true.
All right, so four.
Four. No,
we have the sheriff, buildings and grounds, and county exec's office.
Fine.
All right, who wants to take in charge of that and set up meetings and so forth? Jim? Mary Beth?
All
right, you got to do it, Mary Beth? All right. All right, everybody agree? Okay.
Who's everybody
on that
committee?
You got Mary Beth, you got Jim Maloney, you got Jeanette.
TJ.
And TJ.
And the sheriff.
You got the sheriff, you got the buildings and grounds, and you have Ken Exec.
You sure you don't want to be 3 and 2? This is your chance.
You can't.
Why?
No.
It'd be a
majority
committee.
Of the committee.
That's why we have
And Mr. Gucci.
And Mr. Gucci.
They get paid big bucks to be here. Tell us that. Right, ladies and gentlemen? All right. Anything else? If not, our next meeting is going to be August 6th at 5 o'clock.
I'm not going to
be here.
Right. And I love you all. My wife's birthday is that day, so.
You can bring her here.
Yeah.
Good, sure. You'll see me going
down
there.
I won't be here next week.
Although, I still
squeeze me through, believe me.
All right, anything else?
So move.
Second. All in favor, say aye. Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
I said a year.